At the Harvard Tercentenary, September 18, 1936, the president reminds the other old grads that their love of liberty and truth is a virtue shared with all of their fellow citizens, including the less well-educated.
Love of liberty and freedom of thought is the most admirable attribute of Harvard. But it is not an exclusive possession of Harvard, nor of any other university in America or anywhere else. Love of liberty and freedom of thought are as profound in the homes and on the farms and in the factories of this country as in any university. Liberty is the air that we Americans breathe. Our government is based on the belief that a people can be both strong and free, that civilized men need no restraint, but that imposed by themselves against abuse of freedom. Here search for the atmosphere in which men are produced who have either the rare quality of vision or the ability to appreciate the significance of vision when it appears. Where there is vision, there is tolerance, and where there is tolerance, there is peace. And I beg you to think of tolerance and peace not as indifferent and neutral virtues, but as active and positive principles. Harvard should train men to be citizens in that high Athenian sense, which compels a man to live his life unceasingly, aware of the rich individual diversity of the truly civilized state is born only of the wisdom to choose ways to achieve, ways that do not hurt one's neighbor. And I am asking the sons of Harvard to dedicate themselves not only to the perpetuation, but also to the enlargement of that spirit. Never to be indifferent to what may affect our neighbors. Always, as Coleridge said, to put truth in the first place and not in the second. When America is dedicated to that end, by the common will of all her citizens, then America can accomplish her highest ideals. To the measure that Harvard participates in that dedication, Harvard will be justified of her effort, her purpose, and her success in the fourth century of her life.